2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to read verses 4 through 6. Amen. We're going to talk about tonight. We are in a spiritual war. Amen. That's the name of the message tonight. We are in a spiritual war. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody have that? Would you say amen? Amen. It says, everybody got it? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 through 6. When you have it, just let us know. Amen. All right. All right. It says, for we walk. I'm going to start here at verse 3. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down the strongholds. Amen. Just going to stop kind of right there. Just break it up as we're going. With the Paul speaking says, though we walk in the flesh, amen, though we walk physically and we see one another, we walk in the flesh, we can see one another, we walk in the flesh, but he said, but we do not war after the flesh, amen, amen. We're warring with spirits, that's what he's saying. We're not walking, warring with one another, we're warring with spirits that we cannot see, attacks of the enemy, amen. So it's saying, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. And verse 4 said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Amen. The instruments, amen, amen. We're not in a war like a literal war, like we're fighting with guns and knives and anything. We're fighting against spirits, amen. In order to fight against spirits, you have to have the Spirit of God in you to fight the evil spirit, which is the devil and the demons of this world, amen. So it says, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down other strongholds. Amen. When we're in war, speaking about tonight, that's the name subject of the message tonight. We are in a spiritual war. Amen. And to be in war is to be in conflict. It means to struggle, to be in a battle or attack. Amen. It's fighting. It's just, you know, it's conflict. It's always something going on. Amen. And we're not over here fighting across the seas. But you can be fighting some things in your own life. And you in war. Amen. There's war going on the inside of you. War going on the outside of you. But the Bible said the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. God said we cannot fight these type of battles in the natural. Amen. Because you're not fighting against a person. You, if a person say something bad to you, you say something bad back to the person. There's a spirit that gets in them to say things to you, to do things to you. But we look at one another, we'll knock one another's head off. Amen. And we'll just think that a person don't like us, or this person's out to get us up. It's the devil. Amen. He's the principality of the air. Amen. It said, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. That means we might see one another, we walk, but we're not warring against one another. You actually fighting demonic forces, but you have to pray enough to be able to see that. And the Bible says the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. God said the weapons that we use is not weapons, guns, knives. The weapons we use is prayer. The weapons we use is fasting. The weapons we use is much prayer, much fasting, and reading the word. That's what we fight the devil with. That's how we know how to get back with him. Because we can't fight him. We can't fight a spirit. You don't see a spirit. You can't war against a spirit. Amen. Somebody come against you or whatever, you just under your breath and say, Lord, would you put a stop to that? Amen. Sometimes people may mock you or trying to be funny or something. You know, you see them. They act like that. You may not need notice that you know what they're doing, but you can tell the Lord about it. You come against that spirit in the name of Jesus and take authority over it. Amen. So we got weapons, powerful weapons in the spirit. Amen. We don't have to go around calling people out. We don't have to go arguing with people. Sometimes if we don't watch it, we will be arguing with people. Because we'll be getting back with them, because we feel like you got with me, I'm getting back with you. Amen. But the Lord said, you don't fight a battle like that. That's not the way he wants us to fight a battle. He said the weapon of our warfare is not carnal. He said if you pray and talk to me and get in some prayer, you do spiritual warfare within the spirit. And you'll win every time. Somebody give God a praise. And it says, for the weapon of warfare is not carnal, but mighty. God said it's mighty. That means it's great. Through God, not through us. If we do it the way God say do, you will come out a winner. But if you fight in the natural, you are going to lose. Amen. Amen? It says, because the weapon of warfare is not carnal, it's not fleshly, it's not physical, but mighty through God to pulling down the strongholds. And you ain't got to go outside nowhere, outside your house or nothing, to be no stronghold. You can have strongholds right here. This is where strongholds come, right here. Strongholds. They're planted in your mind by the devil. Strongholds are lies that the devil put in your head. A pattern of evil, wrong thinking. I put a pattern of something that you've seen it that way all your life, and you believe it to be that way, but that don't mean it has to be that way. But you have set, he has set a stronghold in your mind. That's the way you see it. That's the way you roll with that. That's the only way you see out. You can't get away from that. Stronghold is something that's holding on to you. You can't get out of it. And it's basically in the mind. And only one can deliver the man and change anything is the Lord. You can't even change people. Because if you got a certain mindset and that's your mind is set and you, that's the only way you know it, that's the only way you see it, you can have a stronghold on you and nothing could break a stronghold but the Holy Ghost. And you just going to churches and going here and there, everybody don't have deliverance ministry, so you still be bound in some of these places. Can I get an amen? Amen. You have to actually recognize that I have a stronghold. This is something, amen, that's been with me all my life, and this is a hold of me. This is the way I see it. This is the way I analyze it, and it's a maybe wrong thinking pattern that God did not give you, but you can't let it go. That's what stronghold. A stronghold, amen, could be a habit that you cannot break. You can't get rid of. You can't do nothing with. Or you got a certain way you think and you can't throw them thoughts. Those are strongholds. And you have to be set free by the power of God. Amen. For strongholds. He said the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty. That means they're great to pulling down the stronghold. They let you know that no one can pull down a stronghold but the Lord. You can have a generation curse in your family where everybody, amen, died at the age of 20. And amen, if you don't change your way of thinking, you'll be thinking you're going to leave here at the age of 20. That's the wrong pattern. Think the way you think. The way you think is not always right. It got to be lined up with the word of God. Amen. A stronghold. Amen. Sometimes the devil can plant things in your mind that's not true, and he can just put a lot of stuff, pressure on you, and sometimes your mind can be actually under attack, where you just have floods of thoughts, so you can get through one thought, another thought coming, and most of the time, they all are not good thoughts. You have to say, Lord, I need deliverance in my mind. I need to be set free. And it says, Catholic said, the weapon of our warfare are not mighty, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. The pulling down of the strongholds. Like I said again, a stronghold is something that holds on to you, that puts you in captives, like lock you up. You got people that you see every day, you can see and talk to them, but they locked up somewhere in their mind. They bound somewhere in their thoughts. They can't get past that situation in their mind. They could have even been abused when they were small or anything. They can't seem to get past that. They've been in prison all their life with that. Can I get an amen? Amen. Those strongholds have to be broken because you'll carry them to your grave. Somebody give God a praise. Something that holds you captive. And when something holds you captive, that means it's got you fancying up, it got you locked up, and you're able to only go so far in your life because that thing needs to be off of you. You need to be free from it. And how many know when God come in your life and you are born again, that's what people need to have, the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost will loose you from everything. Amen. It will loose you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Amen. If you're a person, you got low self-esteem, or amen, the devil tried you down, something might have happened that gave you low self-esteem, and you took it all the way that way, God will deliver your mind. He'll deliver you. You don't have to stay bound. For the Bible says, who the Son set free is free indeed. But we have to acknowledge, just like a person that's an alcoholic, they cannot be free till they actually admit that I am an alcoholic. You don't see, you can't be free from something you don't see where it's a problem. Amen. But when you see that I need help in these areas, I need to be set free, then you go to God, not to people. Can't nobody set you free. A psychiatrist can't do it. A witch can't do it. A witch doctor can't do it. It takes the power of the Holy Ghost to set you free. Amen. Because them same people, their psychiatrist stuff that you're talking to, they got issues they self. It takes the presence of the Holy Ghost. It takes the Holy Ghost to set you free. Amen. And it says, the weapon of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, the pulling down of the strongholds. Then it says, casting down imaginations. What's imaginations? Casting down. When God said he pulled down strongholds, God brings that stuff down and he destroys it. And imaginations is images. This is translation Bible said refutes arguments in the mind. Disapproval. In other words, the things that goes on in people's mind is crazy. You can have a whole lot of stuff that don't make no sense going up in your mind. That means that your reasonings is and theories and things are, I think so, I'm not for sure. It's like it's almost like you come to conclusion with things that, and really nothing, none of this stuff is true. Having a psycho, almost like a psycho party in your mind that you need to be set free is not true. Reasonings and theories and refute arguments, and you're arguing with those spirits. Your spirit's telling you this and they telling you that, and you going back and forth, and none of that mess is true. God don't come to your mind like that. Your mind needs to be delivered when it's like that. Somebody ought to say amen. Strongholds. That's why you got people going here shooting people, amen, killing people, because they got talking to a lot of demons and stuff. It's telling them, go do this, go do that. People premeditate what they're going to do. You know, they get over here and they all messed up and they mad. God said he give us soundness of mind. When we have soundness of mind, then we have clarity of thought, and our minds is not running, racing here and racing there like somebody crazy. Your man all over the place like that. Something wrong. You need deliverance in your man. The Bible said, let this mind be in me, which was also in Christ Jesus. I remember Pastor Oz, I remember he was telling us one time about this lady, how he was talking about how these demons get a hold of people in their mind. They think, oh, that's my thought. But amen, the demon got a hold of this woman, and he said he got a hold of this woman, and then she took this baby, amen, and took her baby and put it up under some hot water. The demons told her to do it, and she couldn't refuse that demon. That's strong. That's a stronghold. She couldn't let go of that thought. Nobody can sit there and tell me, oh, that I would never do that, honey. If you ain't covered with the blood of Jesus like you need to be, honey, you can be very inspired by the devil to do stuff you thought you would never be able to do. Somebody give God a praise. We can't throw off those spirits and stuff. People, they don't know. They need to be running to the church house of God all over the world every time the doors open to hear what God has to say so they will stay free. Because, honey, we're in a war today. You can be in your right mind 1 minute, and you can get a crazy man the next few minutes. And something get in your mind. If you don't pray through what you're going through, the devil might drive you to hell almost like he did. He got in them swine. When that man was set, was asking, and when it was when they prayed for the man to give the man deliverance, when the man was possessed with demons and stuff, those demons that was coming out of him say, can we go into those swine? Because demons always like a body. They like to operate in a body. They said, can we go into them swine? And he bid them, say, go. And what happened to the swine? He drove them swine, amen, suck them to death. Those are strongholds. One man had that many demons. Somebody give God a praise. It said casting down imaginations, images, things that theories and reasonings and all these arguments in our mind are going back and forth, and half the stuff God ain't got nothing to do with. It's the devil fighting our mind. The Lord said, cast down every imagination. Sometimes we play with stuff. We don't realize the devil be playing games with us. Oh, how they feel about you, what you think about them, what you gonna do to back and forth. You do this. Have you messing up in your mind? God don't operate like that. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Casting down every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. Sometimes, like I said, the devil will come against your mind with a great attack. You can't about throw that stuff off. You be thinking, oh, that's his thought. As soon as you throw it off, it come back again, or something else come back. That means you can't throw off negative things and things can't. That means your mind is under attack. That means you need, amen, if you do that on the regular, then you need some deliverance in your mind. Something's wrong with your mind. You need to be delivered from spirits. Because the devil will flood you out, amen, you can't get no sleep, you can't get no rest. You toss and turn it all night long, your mind going all day long, you're about to dry, feel like you're about to go crazy. Them are demons. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. God tells us to do that in our own life. Sometimes you can be minding your own business. You might be going through a trial. You might be going through a test. You might be going through something, and the devil, amen, will tell you the worst thing going to come from that situation. He'll fight you and say, this ain't going to never change for you. You ain't going to never get nowhere in life. You ain't going to never get no companion. You ain't going to never do nothing. This, you're going to be sick all your life. You're going to end up dying. He'll tell you all kind of demons will come all across your mind. And we got to stop. And we don't, most time we don't stop. Most time we have a pity party within ourselves. Or we start acting like the things that we're hearing in our mind. And the Lord just look at you, won't know. My child, have you been reading my word? My child, have you been praying like you need to pray? If you've been praying and reading my word, you ain't going to stay in this situation, that mindset too long. You're going to rise up and say, devil, you a liar. You're going to wake, you're going to rise up, and you're going to put on, amen, something that you hear in your spirit, or you're going to read the word of God. You're going to throw that stuff out. But if you ain't been, you don't communicate with God, you're going to receive that stuff and have a miserable life down here. So you can live down here, but you can be miserable while you're down here. I'm like, Lord, I don't want to be miserable while I'm down here, while I'm waiting on to go to heaven. Sometimes you have to, I know it sounds crazy to some of y'all, but I don't know if you've been walking with God, it shouldn't sound crazy to you. Sometimes you got to get up and rebuke the devil out of your house. You may say, who's the devil? Ain't nobody here in my house. There's nobody in there but me. But honey, when the devil fights me real bad and I don't know what's going on and stuff, sometimes, once in a while, if it comes to my mind, I get up and say, I said, devil, you get out of my house, because it's all them thoughts that he's bringing to your mind. You don't have to have nobody at home with you for the devil to fight you. Matter of fact, if it was somebody at home, at least you know that it might be coming from them. You know, but you ain't nobody there, amen. You're like, what is the world going on? And if it keeps going on too long, you know, when God gave me an understanding, like, that's the devil. One thought, okay, you getting up out of here. I'm not leaving out of my house. You getting up out of here because you are trying to come invade in my thoughts. That's how people be depressed, discouraged, because he'll sit there and make you have a pity party, feel sorry for yourself, everything else. That's not the spirit of God. That's the devil. And God's given us power to get up and stand against that. I get one amen. I thank Sister Tiffany. She did hear the amen. And she lives. I got to hear the rest of y'all say amen sometime. It's the truth. Casting down imaginations at every high thing. God said every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. There are some things that anything that exalts itself against what God says, God said cast it down. Devil said you sick. God said I'm healed. God, devil said you don't have no money. God said I'll supply all your need. God said cast it down. Whatever. Keep casting it down. Somebody give God a praise. You know, even to break in with a little testimony here, just thank the Lord for what he's been doing for me. And I know that's not all, because sometimes attacks, they come in all kind of ways. All kind of ways. Amen. But I know this last couple of months, amen, just like my, just haven't had enough money to meet, amen, the things that I need. And every month, every these months here lately, look like the Lord has, when it's time for me to pay my bills and I'm short, look like he comes some kind of way. He comes some kind of way, at least expected. Amen. And I thank him for it. And the Lord, see, he told me, he said, didn't I tell you, don't worry? And sometimes we find ourselves, we say, I'm not going to worry. I know God going to fix that. But sometimes you can say you're not worrying, but you can be a little worried. Amen. And the Lord said, haven't I, you know, I told you not to worry. And I said, Lord, that's one, that's a relief off of me. And there's other things too. But I said, Lord, thank you for that. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. God said, anything that come across your mind in your life that is as high as exalting itself against what I say to you, what I say in my word, God said, refuse it. Drop it. Don't receive it. You might not be aware when the first attack first come. You might be thinking, but after a while, don't sit and meditate upon something that you know is not of God. It says, exalt us, casting down every imagination. These imaginations and stuff, these are arguments and theories that we have. We don't realize, we think they thoughts. See, devil trick us. We think these are just thoughts. I just thought that. No, the devil got in your head and said this to you. And most times, if you really think about it, it's all negative. It's all negative. And you'll be on the island for a while before you realize you don't pray and talk to the Lord. So you got to talk to the Lord as quick as the thoughts come. You can't wait. Well, you know, I'm going to wait till I get to church on my knee. Oh, let me wait till I wash clothes, honey. Some of them thoughts, you better start talking to the Lord right there. Amen. If you wash the clothes, whatever you're doing. Lord, I don't know where this thought comes from, but I cast it down in the name of Jesus. I command it to go. Don't wait till you get. But sometimes we wait. I pray when I get. Honey, you can pray in you sitting in your seat, riding in the car. You ain't got to wait till you get in a certain position to pray. You need to talk to the Lord all the time to keep that stuff chopped down all the time. To keep it chopped down. If you don't, it's just like grass. You got to keep it cut. Keep it cut. Keep it cut. It's going to grass high. And when you're trying to get it, it's not going to be so easy to come down. Somebody give God a praise. The devil will poison your mind. He'll poison my mind. He'll put poison in your mind, in your thoughts. God will not tell you. God's not going to tell you something negative. God's not going to tell you something to make you sad. God's not going to tell you something to make you depressed. But we forget. We don't analyze the thought. We just thought, I'm just thinking. You think too. We think too much. We think the wrong thing. And we have the privilege as being a child of God. We have the privilege not to let any and everything go in our spirits. Somebody give God a praise. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I don't know about you, but I cannot handle stuff in the natural. Sometimes if you get so used to giving God your problems and stuff, you don't like to handle a lot of stuff. You used to taking care of all the burdens yourself, you do that. But when you get to a point where you learn how to cast your care, you're not used to stuff staying on you. You don't keep it on you that long either. Amen. You cast it upon the Lord. Amen. And glory to God. I love my brothers and sisters. I love my children. I love love everybody, but I can't carry other people's problems either. If I can't carry mine, I'm not going to carry yours. I said, if I cannot carry mine and mine's to be out, I'm not going to carry yours. Now, if somebody got an issue, somebody say, would you pray for me? Most gladly. Yes, I will. But I'm not going to get it, because if I get in agreement with you worrying and we all worrying, nobody's going to get no help from God. And we all going to get worried, and we all going to get in the same. You can't help nobody if you're on the same pace where they are. If they sinking and you going down there, amen, and you going down, you're going to sink with them. Somebody got to stay up to be a lifeguard to save us, you know. Amen. Just like even being a pastor. Pastor is almost like a lifeguard. Amen. The pastor, if they get down with the people all low and needs, who going to help who? So we can't all go down. And it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God is saying, bringing it into captivity. To bring something to captivity, that means you have captured it. That means you have captured it. It's like, okay, I grabbed this right here, devil. You allow, I rebuke that. I stopped that. It's not going no further in my thoughts. I got that. I capture it. Bring it to captivity. Every thought. I'm grabbing this thought. Casting it down. I'm grabbing that and I'm casting down. I'm not going to let these things have the best of me. I'm not going to let them have me. The devil will start your whole day off bad with a bad thought if you don't get rid of it. You have to, even when it comes to people, it's like, oh no, you are not going to let me make me have a bad day. You might feel like you want to get back with them right away, but you got to do it. God, you do it God's way, you be fine. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, I got so irritated with, they got made one of my bills wrong. It wasn't on my part, it was their part, and they just act like it wasn't nothing and everything. And amen. I talked to that man. I didn't cuss him out or nothing like that. I don't have cussing in me. If you do, it'll come out. I just told him off in a nice way. It wasn't really, I didn't want to, but I was like, I said, so this is your all responsibility, but you're gonna act like, is this nothing? And you know, I was telling him how he ought to take care of the situation, and he was like, he got real quiet. Like, he know it was right, but it wasn't right for me to tell him. But at the time, because I'm thinking, like, I got to pay all this money because of somebody's mistake. Yeah. And he said, well, maybe we can, there's another option, we can do this. And Dean said, well, that won't work. I said, just forget it. I said, and the devil said, won't you just take the phone and say, bam. if I wasn't where I was to be in the Lord, I probably would have. It wouldn't have hurt him none. I could have broke my own phone. I didn't do that. I said, that's all right. And I don't know if I said bad or not, but I just slammed the phone down. And I told the Lord. I said, Lord, you know what they told me. They made a mistake, and they weren't supposed to be like that. And I said, Lord, just forgive me for my attitude. So you got to be real with God. Can't be carrying a chip on your shoulder talking about I'm of God and all that kind of stuff. Then tell I'm going to pray the next few minutes of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got all this stuff in your spirit. I said, Lord, you know, I don't like talking to people like that. I don't like have to get with people like that. I really don't. That's not my character. But people, sometimes they're going to make you step out of your character. The devil in them. And I said, Lord, forgive me. I said, help me. To show me a better way, help me how to respond to stuff when this feels challenging. You know, because you got all this other stuff that you're going through. Then this right here, you feel like, I don't need that. So I said, Lord, help me, show me. And the Lord, he wants us to answer. We can't walk around telling people off, snapping people up, snapping people down. This time I pray to the Lord, everybody. Can't be doing that. God is not going to honor that. And I told the Lord, after I said, Lord, forgive me. I said, Lord, you know, I'm not in the habit for me talking, telling people off and stuff. I don't like to do that. I don't like to have to come out like that. It's not like I just told him. I just told him how he should have fixed that. And that really was not my business to tell him how he should fix it, you know. But I thank the Lord, even after then, the Lord, I don't know if it was the next day or when, the next day or so, the Lord just told me, he said, that's all right. I'll help you pay it. God said, I'll help you pay that bill. Because I'm thinking, like, Lord, there's some things that went up on me. I just don't have money coming in to take care of all this extra stuff. And Lord said, Haven't I taken care of this? He said, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And, you know, I had a situation where I owed something out. And the person that I owed it out to, they said, don't worry about giving me that back. And that was a relief. The Lord was letting me know because I didn't leave that like it was. But I didn't have to. I was in the house by myself. I didn't even have to tell you all tonight. I could keep. But I'm saying, when you're really real, you're going to speak the truth with God's word. And God would use some things to be an example. I didn't have to say, I didn't have the best attitude with that person. I didn't have the best attitude with him. Well, because I was real with God. God said, don't worry about it. I'm going to help you pay everything that needs to be paid. Somebody give God a praise. And it says, casting down imaginations, every high thing is all that bring into captivity, bring into to capture, to arrest, to amen, to stop the thoughts that's coming to your mind, to arrest every thought. It's not like God to siege everything. Put a stop to nonsense. The devil put nonsense in our mind, and we play games with it back and forth. Because sometimes we don't have no wisdom, or we don't have the knowledge of God. The Bible said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We don't realize that's the devil playing games with you. But if you walk in with the Lord enough, he going to eventually let you know that's the devil. Throw that away. You don't need that. Bringing every thought into a captivity. That means you lock up. Bind the devil. The Bible said, whatever you bind on earth, I bind it in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, I'll loose it in heaven. Bring into captivity every thought into the obedience of Christ. And it says, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is full. So this is why the Bible says that he that has a ministry, wait on your calling, because God perfects you and makes you and develop you, because you know a few scriptures don't mean that you're ready. Amen. He said after your obedience, you got to learn the ropes of God first, and you got to do them before you can get out here telling other people what to do. It said, after you have, in other words, avenged, and you have did what God said, he said, then you can, in other words, having a readiness to revenge all disobedience. Not disobedient in other people, disobedient in yourself first. The Bible said, he that preached the gospel must live the gospel. You got to be obedient in the things of God, and you don't have to be a minister. You can just be a lay member. If you want to witness to somebody, want to win soul, then you need to be first partaker of what you're putting out there. Somebody give God a praise. In the book of Ephesians, anybody getting anything out of this? Amen. I got one amen. Anybody getting anything out of this? We have to ask God to give us some more amens in here or something. Amen. Amen. When you're saying amen, you're saying so be it, and you're eating. Amen. You got to let the devil know that you're eating. Amen. Because he knows when you're not getting something. That's why he win and you don't. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you. Glory to God. It says finally at last. That's what finally means. Finally, my brethren, be strong in yourself. All right, I got some help in here. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor. It didn't say put on a portion of it. It didn't say put on half of it. It said put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. See, the devil got many tricks. That's what wiles mean. The devil had many tricks. Wiles is tricks, strategies, devices, and deceits. Don't you know the devil, he studies us and he sees, he knows, you know, he's not going to fight you with what he fight me with. And he's not going to fight me what he fights you with. But he knows those areas where you're weak. He knows those areas where I'm weak. He knows those areas that I don't have knowledge about. He's going to fight you with something that you cannot conquer, Harley. So he used strategies. You may think he's coming in this way, but he's coming in another way. Tricks, strategies, deceit. He's not going to let you know, I'm coming to your house today. No, he's not going to let you know that. He's just going to sneak up on you. schemes, strategies, deceit. It says, that's what the wiles mean. Tricks, strategies, and devices, and deceits. And it says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And verse 12 said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. As we said earlier, we don't wrestle against physical or flesh, but against principalities. Somebody say, what is principalities? Prince of demons, demon spirits, master of demon spirits, devil and demons. That's what we wrestle against. Against principalities, against powers. If you see principalities and you see powers, that means something higher than the human flesh. Spirits. That's what we're wrestling against. Spirits. Amen. It said against the rulers of darkness. If you see that, the rulers of darkness, all that's evil. Against the rulers of darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. See, the spirits and demons, they're above you and me. You can't see them. There's the prince of the air. You can't see them. So you fight, you think you fight against people, think I'm shoot this person, knock their head. The demons jumping up and say, do this, do that. You fight against spirits. So you won't but not see a spirit. So you need a spirit on the inside of you to be able to see what's out there in the spirit world. Without it, you are going to be beat down, and so would I be. You don't have the eyes of Jesus to know that this is not something normal. This is supernatural. I need God to help me with wisdom and guidance to get through here. And it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, places where you can't get, but through the Spirit. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. God said, put the whole armor on, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Verse 14, it says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Have the truth on the inside of you. You can't be in no army, amen, if you're lying and scheming and you're not full of truth. You got to be full of truth. For the fight in God's army, they have the real armor on. You got to be truthful with God yourself, amen. You got to walk in truth. I ain't saying we don't make errors and mistakes and stuff, but you need to be quickly to repent and say, Lord, forgive me. Amen. This wasn't right over here. That wasn't right. Get back in truth. Stay in truth. Not sit there and say you're in truth, but you're not in truth. You're not going to have God's armor on like that. Stand therefore having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod of your feet. Amen. With the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. Having your feet shod. Amen. With the gospel of peace. In other words, your feet stand firm and stable with the gospel of peace. Not your feet rocking all over the place. Stand firm in the faith. Your feet shod with the gospel of peace. And it says, with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith. You can't take the shield of faith if you don't read the word of God. Faith come by hearing. Hearing come by the word of God. How can they hear unless they hear a preacher? How can they preach unless it be sent? You got to know what the word says, so when the fiery darts come, you be able to take a shield of faith. God say, by your stripes I'm healed. Devil say, you're not here. You got the shield of faith, the word. You got the shield of faith. You believe in God. You trust in God. You believe what God say. Faith. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. Above all, taking the shield of faith, because he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Wherewith you shall be able to quench. To quench means to stop, to distinguish, to put stop to the fiery darts. Quench all the fiery darts. So you got that armor on the way it's supposed to be. You'll be able to throw off anything that the devil throwing at you. Put a stop to it. To quench it. And then the helmet of salvation. And the sword of the spirit. The sword of the spirit. Amen. Is the word of God. That's the sword. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. in the spirit, and watching there until with all perseverance. God said you got to be consistent, perseverance and supplication, and making your requests known to God, and making your requests known to God for others. Amen. And supplication is a praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching there until with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Can I get amen? Amen. Amen. We're talking about we are in a spiritual war. And I broke that down to you as much as I could. And you don't have to go to this book. I'm just looking across from the next page. It speaks, I let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Keep the mind of Christ. Keep God. Keep the mind of Christ. Let God spend some time enough with God and interact with him, communicate with him, and so you can get the idea how God thinks, not the way how you think, how God thinks, how God would have you to do this. And you can, you know, even with God just doesn't work with us just in the church. He can work with you in your home, on your job. Where he can show you a more easy way to do things. Amen. You might have 10 ways the way you do stuff. When God, you praying like you need, God will sum it all way, make your labor so much lighter. Just by the Spirit, just by going using his guidance. Amen. Somebody give the Lord a great big hand praise. Amen. We thank the Lord, amen, for the word tonight. Amen. We pray that it was a blessing and a help. Amen. We try to pray and get something from